vents, grateful for the warmth. "Sorry, Nessa, I..." And Carlos looked at his sister. The rest of the sentence died on his tongue. Vanessa was staring vacantly out the windshield, the skin around her eyes red and puffy, and tears were streaming down her splotchy cheeks. "Shit." Carlos reached across the center console and draped his arm over his sister's shoulders, pulling her into the closest approximation to a hug that was possible in the interior of the small car. It was awkward and uncomfortable, but that didn't matter. Vanessa almost never cried. She was barely a year older than Carlos, but he'd only seen her cry a handful of times. "What is it?" he asked, his voice tight with worry. Vanessa exhaled a gut-wrenching sob and clutched Carlos's coat. It's Benny." The baby of their family, Benny, was barely two and suffered from a congenital heart condition, the same one that had killed their dad just before Benny had been born. Benny had come down with a cough and a slight fever the previous afternoon, but their mom had been certain it was just the flu. And she was a nurse. She knew what she was talking about. Of course, influenza could be dangerous to a kid like Benny, which was why their mom had taken Benny to the hospital with her when she'd left for the swing shift the previous night, just to make sure. Benny would be fine. He would. He... Carlos squeezed his eyes shut, holding back tears. There was no use in freaking out before he knew how bad it was. He had to swallow several times before he found his voice. "Is he okay?" Shaking her head against his shoulder, Vanessa made a low, keening sound that was almost too faint to hear. Carlos felt a single tear escape an inch down his cheek. He... Mom called in the middle of seventh period, but I didn't answer." Vanessa pulled away just enough to meet Carlos's eyes. Hers, a rich chocolate brown that usually sparkled with laughter, or anger, or annoyance, were endless pools of despair. "You know how Mr. Martin is. I couldn't check my phone. I didn't know until..." Her chin quivered, and the effort it was taking her to hold back another wave of grief was evident in the hard set of her jaw and the tightness around her bloodshot eyes. "I didn't know until after, when I listened to Mom's message that... She took a halting breath. "That Benny's on life support." Her words hit Carlos like a punch to the stomach. Vanessa closed her eyes, shutting out the world.
"They don't think he's going to make it."
Her voice was high-pitched and small. Carlos knew she wouldn't be able to hold it together for long, if what she was currently doing could even be called holding it together. And she wasn't alone. He was on the brink of breaking down, feeling like someone was shredding his heart while it was still in his chest. But he was determined to maintain the appearance of being strong, at least until he was alone. "Come on," Carlos said as he released his sister and pulled on the door handle. "Switch with me. I'll drive to the hospital." Vanessa wiped her cheeks with both hands. Not that it did any good. The tears were still pouring out, if a bit more slowly.
"But you don't have your license yet."
He shot her a look that clearly said, "And?" Without any further argument, Vanessa exited the car and switched seats with Carlos. As he was releasing the emergency brake, she touched her fingertips to the sleeve covering his forearm.
"Hold on. Mom said this flu thing's gotten out of control. Said it's becoming a huge outbreak. We're not supposed to go to the hospital. It's bad there. Too many people..."
Vanessa shrugged, at a loss for what to do. Carlos gritted his teeth and narrowed his eyes.
"What are they going to do? Keep us out?"
Snorting, he pushed in the clutch and shifted into first gear. He might not have had as much experience driving as Vanessa, but he wasn't